This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owner. Let's say that again. Gun Owners News Hour. Now, for many of us, and I'm going to look at this from the standpoint of the low info voter. For many of us, the path that our governmental leaders have been taking has been somewhat perplexing. Many of the policy decisions that sounded good have turned out to be not only deleterious, but often catastrophic for our country. And I mean that without hyperbole. I mean catastrophic for the economy, the national defense capability, the national sovereignty, the safety and security of citizens, and our standing among other nations of the world. We heard that inflation is temporary and that we're not in a recession, that the administration feels our pain at the gas pump and is making an historic effort to bring down prices, though we should really focus on the fact that we're in an exciting, great transition. And even though our money doesn't go nearly as far as it used to, our economy's in the midst of a booming recovery. We're told that a massive new spending bill will somehow reduce inflation, the Inflation Reduction Bill. Even the government's own CBO stated that it will almost do nothing to reduce inflation. Most say it will actually make it worse. These statements don't seem to align with the empirical evidence, which is, you know, the everyday experience. Sadly, it would not surprise me at all if I suddenly announced that due to the racial overtones of white supremacist associations of up in the interest of equity, it will henceforth be considered down. You could ask why our government officials doing these things and saying these things that don't seem to help us or our country. And I believe that asking this question would indicate a basic misunderstanding of our current governmental experiment, their views, their goals. You're thinking about this all wrong. There are some simple, obvious explanations that we can see and hear from various political experts. One such would be that they do the opposite of whatever Trump did explanation. That mentality certainly does exist. We've seen this from various individuals on both sides of the aisle, the desire to distance themselves from whatever Donald Trump did, whether good or bad. Another explanation would be the unwavering allegiance to the progressive slash Green New Deal contingent of the Democrat Party, who I assume Joe Biden believes helped get him elected. There's always the old standby Democrat position that more government and more spending is always a good thing. And with regard to their complete disregard for and puzzling silence regarding the unsecured southern border, there's the conventional wisdom that if individuals come to the U.S. illegally and they're given benefits and more than likely the chance to stay, they'll be beholden to the Democrat policies of which they're beneficiaries, and therefore be lifelong Democratic voters, ostensibly keeping Democratic politicians in power forever. These are all good possibilities, but each with a degree of validity, but they don't seem like enough. They might explain some things, but not all of them. And when decisions are made that are blatantly unconstitutional, when policies are adopted that do not benefit U.S. citizens and may even demonstrably hurt them, you could rightly begin to believe that there is more at play here, that there's an even more insidious agenda afoot. I believe that goal, simply put, is to make America less in every respect. If the U.S. is arguably the most powerful, wealthiest, and most independent nation, with safeguards to avoid tyranny and subversion built into its founding documents, it becomes a major, if not the major, obstacle to globalist one-world government, wherein all nations have equity. And some might consider the idea of a one-world government a conspiracy theory espoused by the alt-right or some other equally vilified group. But if you listen to the narratives from the United Nations deliberations or from many of their leaders, it seems clear that's actually a real goal. And many of our own leaders, including several U.S. presidents, both Democrat and Republican, have extolled the virtue of the New World Order. And whatever you choose to call it, I believe that many, within our government considered the U.S. too wealthy, too powerful, too privileged. And for them, this must change as well. And the movers and the shakers running the government, along with their happily willing figurehead, currently Joe Biden, view all who oppose this transition with disgust. They view anything like an American first mentality and certainly the make America great again mentality merely as primitive tribalism. If seen from that perspective, then Biden's perplexing decisions and policies align, and they sort of begin to make some sort of perverse sense. And America's not just transitioning away from fossil fuel toward green and renewable energy. It's transitioning toward its place as just another nation state of the world. No better, no worse. And for that to happen, for that to work, the U.S. has to be brought down from its current position. And since citizens would not voluntarily jump on the bandwagon if this goal were stated clearly, it must be done surreptitiously. Now, Biden didn't shut down oil and gas production in America and plead to buy it from other countries because of the climate or because he's seeking green energy. Because, obviously, we're still using oil and gas, just paying much more for it and becoming beholden to other countries. It was done because it was one very simple but very powerful way to weaken America under the pretext of helping the climate or moving toward green energy. Joe Biden has spectacularly failed to fulfill his oath of office to defend the U.S. from all enemies, foreign and domestic, but he and the obviously intricate network of controlling governmental operatives has intentionally and specifically disparaged it and discarded it. And very shortly, we're going to have a chance to do something about that, to start to do something about that. And I feel bad for the young people, because the young people, you guys are the ones who are going to have to work the longest, the mostest, and the hardest. See, I'm old, or I'm getting old. 61. I probably have, hopefully, another 25, maybe 30 good years. And maybe the nanomachines will be brought online, and then I can just move on to something else. But whatever happens, most of the stuff that's really going to hit is not going to hit me, or if it's going to hit me when it doesn't really matter. For you young people, it's a different story. America is the top dog. We have everything that anybody wants. If you don't believe me, go look and see how many people actually try to come to America the real, legitimate way. There's always a waiting list. It takes years to do it. It's the greatest nation on the planet. And it's the freest. Even with all the nonsense going on right now, it's still the freest. So, of course, they got to bring us down because, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of reasons to do it. Have you ever noticed how rich people always want? They're always pushing for socialism and taxation and all this other stuff. But have you noticed that even in those eras, even in these countries like the USSR, with communism and socialism all in play and all these other things, with government control over everything, some people became billionaires, oligarchs. They buy boats that look like ocean liners and call that their weekend getaway. There's something to be said about this. This total control, this total totalitarianism, the taking control of all wealth. Think of it. America has so many resources, not the least of which are the people of America. And if you got them working and working the way they know how to work, and then you took from them everything they made and just made them part of the matrix or some stupidity or something like that, what kind of a resource would that be? Now, that's not really going to happen. We're just indebted to these countries like Russia and China, to where many moons from now, when we're paying all of these trillions of dollars just in interest on the national debt, a lot of that will be going to China, most likely. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham. You have my apologies. But this something happened that I bet I certainly didn't see it coming. Because he was actually right about something. He went off script. And in this case, he warned the malicious morons of the left about the terrifying consequence of their desire to eliminate a political opponent by framing him in a jurisdiction that is 95% Democrat, and where every juror either is married to
or having a tacky fling with a Biden administration deputy assistant undersecretary of agriculture for yam, potato, and Brian Stelter affairs. Lindsey Graham, who is in fact an Air Force colonel who served in JAG, I believe it was, he served his country unlike the vast majority of the Ukraine flag-waving, freshly minted patriots of the Twitter left, told Fox News that there literally will be riots in the street. I worry about the country. If President Donald Trump is indicted on some kind of nonsense charge by the fully fascist minions of President Kitty Showers. Let's leave aside that just a few months ago, mostly peaceful protests were a moral imperative that even took precedence over COVID lockdowns, a sacrament of the Prog establishment ranking just below infanticide. And let's just leave aside how suddenly classified information in this case held by the guy who could declassify it on a whim is now illegal to mishandle again. And let's just cut to the chase. This is yet another ploy to frame Trump after multiple failed attempts to frame Trump, and we know it. People trying to frame him know it, and the left cheers it, and it's all so unbelievably dangerous. This is a conspiracy to knock out one of Grandpa Badfinger's political opponents, a shameless attempt to keep Americans voting on a candidate the establishment is terrified of, that is accompanied by a symphony of caterwauling and crock tears about mud democracy. But it's about mud democracy, as in their democracy with a capital D. And this whining about Lindsey Graham pointing out the obvious, that this kind of banana republic shenanigans is destabilizing and threatens to provoke civil conflict, is designed for one purpose. And the purpose is to place any discussion about the self-evidently foreseeable consequence of the regime's litany of oppressions outside the range of permissible to debate. Anyone with a glancing acquaintance with history, which excludes all the graduates of our allegedly prestigious universities, understands that you cannot decide that half the country, those deplorables, those semi-fascists, those non-New Yorkers, must be disenfranchised, then start doing it, and then expect them to just go along with it. We just saw President Daddy Showers, McDrew-a-Lot, inform us that he's going to set the F-15s on us uppity AR-packing patriots, right in time for the anniversary of his sorry behind getting chased out of Kabul by a much smaller number of degenerates with ancient AKs. But having him croak out this threat is part and parcel of the plan. The garbage ruling class hates accountability and consequence for their misrule. So its solution to us pointing out the reality is to try and intimidate us into not speaking the truth about what lies down the road if they keep doing what they are doing. So in the beginning, I was sort of like, well, what are you? Telling, what are you giving that one away for? Well, I'm glad we're not playing cards. But I don't know. Maybe we should be going, bravo, Lindsey, for telling it like it is, despite their girlish moaning. Pointing out the consequences of a ruling caste trick to tyranny is not supporting or endorsing those consequences. It's the opposite. Lindsey Graham's not cheering on riots. He's warning of them. You know. The point is that when we're out here telling about these things, what they want to do is they want to make us just shut up. And the problem becomes, we won't shut up. We can't shut up. Because these idiots, these corrupt morons, are the wrecking the country they inherited. And they did not build this country in the greatest nation in human history. They were handed it. And like most trust fund babies, they're unworthy of their inheritance. They're a bunch of marginally cleaner shaven Hunter Bidens, squandering their legacy as they huff hits of ideological myth. These are very bad people and stupid people. And most of these coddled popinjays have never taken or given a punch. They think that they can preserve their power, position, and prestige by leveraging the wrath of the government to threaten, imprison, and even kill their fellow citizens who refuse to comply. And that they can use their kept media to inflict social sanctions to keep their normal behavior. But that's an illusion. Control is an illusion. It can work for a little while, but their undermining of the system is planting the seeds of their own destruction. After all, the institutions operate because of the consent of the governed, and in the absence of earned loyalty, people obey only because of inertia. And when it becomes clear to the normals that the game is rigged, then they stop playing. They can arrest some of us and they can cancel others, but this suppression of dissent is an information operation, not a kinetic one. Despite Krusty's babbling about F-15s, its effect is solely to sow fear, logistically. And logistically, they can never arrest, or worse, enough normals to prevail if we simply refuse to be afraid and obey. There are 35,000 FBI agents. There are more normals in just New Hampshire with hunting licenses. Do the math. We are far, far away from the line where violent resistance is justifiable. But every day, the garbage elite seems determined to toss away another norm or rule that keeps this kind of catastrophe distant. If you go to a bar and find a big guy just minding his own business, drinking a Coors, and you push him, and then you push him again and again, at some point, he'll take a swing and out go your lights. And I got to ask this question. Does our ridiculous elite get this? They grew up in a use of words world. They felt guilty thrill of their cat's paws in Antifa and BLM burning down working people's homes and businesses in 2020. But for them, violence is theory. And for a lot of the normals, especially the ones who fought those establishment creeps, disastrous wars over the last two decades, that's not theory. It's practice. And so these clowns ought to thank Lindsey Graham for drenching them with an ice-cold bucket of common sense and reality. They should beg him to tell them more. They should try to find out just how far the normals will go. But they won't. They can't. They are manifestly unfit to rule. And the same stupidity that is risking the consequences Lindsey Graham warned about, may well keep them from stopping themselves as they slouch toward an American apocalypse. But it will be a short one. And it will be a violent one. For some people, for the people that you'd want on your side, violence is not a theory. Violence is a tool. And for some people that know how to take that tool and use it the right way, they know that it's something they have to turn on and off like a light switch. This is where things like PTSD develop, because of that necessity. The people right now that are calling the shots, that are taking us down this toboggan run towards a civil war that they don't even understand, towards a hot civil war, a shooting civil war, they don't understand what that is that I'm talking about. They don't understand what anything I just said means. And therein lies their biggest problem. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patients in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the gun owner, right, well, excuse me, welcome back. I was getting lost there. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, while I'm sitting around here and I'm thinking about some of these things, you know, about what Lindsey Graham is warning the left about, you know, I'm looking around and I'm not seeing a lot of people exactly kitting up just yet. I mean, we're a long way from that. But who on the right is not disgusted by government and the bizarre excesses and the needless shortages and the unnecessary inflation and the metastatic corruption? And while that is certainly no excuse for kidnapping or any of the crime, where is the alleged army of right-wing extremists that ostensibly threatens America today? Now, if you listen to the left, parents of public school students are right-wing extremists because they don't want their children to learn perverse sex, drag queenery, masturbation, pedophilia, and an America sucks ideology. Parents don't want their children to be taught to hate people with different skin color. Does this make these parents extremists? Well, apparently so. Parents have been labeled by the National School Boards Association as domestic terrorists, although they later apologized for the terminology. But then, the top cop in the United States, Merrick Garland, he seconded the motion about labeling parents as domestic terrorists by threatening to set his DOJ dogs on parents who object to what their kids are being taught in public school. So I guess that parents who actually get involved in their children's education by showing up to protest are now threats to our democracy. In the events of January 6th, one person died as a direct result of the riot, and they were killed by a cop. More people are killed in Chicago every weekend than those who died as a result of January 6th's, quote, deadly insurrection, close quote. In 2021 and 2022 combined, there have been more than 1,200 murders in Chicago compared with one capital death on January 6th. So where are the calls to crack down on the left-wing extremists who run Chicago and on those who commit those crimes? Now, the FBI set a watch list for right-wing extremist groups, but in actuality, their domestic terrorists is comprised of left-wingers. the 2020 left-wing George Floyd riots, occupations, arsons, property destruction, and police deaths as a result of the George Floyd insurrection were responsible for 19 dead people as of April of 2022. Most who died were black, including black cops. These riots were not caused by right-wing extremists. The looting of high-end items from broken plate glass storefront windows during those riots did not reveal many white faces, which strongly indicates no right-wing extremism of the kind the left loves to lie about. A left-wing extremist attempted to assassinate Republican Congressman Steve Scalise and three others a few years back. And before opening fire, witnesses told investigators that when the gunman arrived at the ballpark, he asked, "Are these the Republicans or the Democrats?" Left-wing extremist group Antifa showed up armed to the teeth to protect some drag queens at a brunch in Texas just a few days ago. What side is the extremism on here? It is the Squad, the teachers' unions, Hollywood, the Pelosi, Schumer, Sanders, triple axis, the WEF, the EU, the WHO, the climate hysterics, the media, the Twitter / Amazon / Disney / Facebook censors, the proponents of CRT, ESG, SEL, and DEI, and finally Susan Rice and the Obamas, who've been very active despite their ill-disguised attempts at silent running, who have taken this country to the brink of the inferno. It's not right-wing extremists. So until the left is willing to address their own nihilistic extremism, they can run its hysterical accusations up the electoral flagpole this November and see who believes what and who. Definitely coming. That's definitely coming. Joe Biden, recently, he has banned ghost guns by executive order. The ghost gun, of course, is the gun, as the gun control movement calls it, is a homemade firearm that does not have a serial number, is not known by the federal government to exist. Since the moment our country was founded, it has always been legal at the federal level to build a firearm for personal use, as long as the firearm manufactured is otherwise legal to own. As of August 24th, a new federal regulation prohibits kits from all of the parts, with all of the parts needed to build a gun, from being sold to the public without a background check. And as the gun control movement describes it, America's streets are now safe from the scourge of homemade firearms because companies cannot sell the kits. But that celebration was short-lived. As soon as the clock struck midnight and Biden's new rule went into effect, retailers had already adjusted their inventory to comply with the new regulations. Biden's ban on ghost guns, as it was configured, lasted no longer than a minute. Now, as long as the United States has existed, citizens and politicians have debated how the country's gun laws should be written. And this typically includes over who should be allowed to own them and what kind of guns they should be allowed to own. Today, there are local, state, and federal statutes regulating how they can be acquired, possessed, and used. But there's now a debate over a more basic question, which is, what is a firearm? Now, federal law defines the term firearm in 18 U.S.C. 921A3 as any weapon, including a starter gun, which will or is designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive or the frame or receiver of any such weapon. That is the statute that Congress passed. Under the law, the frame or receiver is the part defined as the firearm. The reason for this clarification is simple. If you possess a firearm, that lawfully defined object does not disappear if it is fully disassembled. Even when it's pulled apart, there's still a firearm in that pile of parts. Otherwise, every gun control law could be circumvented just by disassembling the gun. The frame is the part legally defined as the firearm. It's the only part that requires a serial number and a background check to purchase at a gun dealer's. But for a frame to be a firearm, it has to be a finished frame. If a frame is only partially completed, it is incapable of being assembled into a functional gun and cannot fire or be readily converted to fire a shot, then it is not a firearm. So put simply, when a firearm manufacturer is creating a firearm frame, There has to be a point in the process when the innocent, unregulated piece of metal or plastic legally becomes regulated as a firearm. So when does that happen? Once upon a time, an artist was asked, how does he come up with his ideas for the sculpture? And Renaissance artist Michelangelo Buonarroti famously responded that the sculpture already existed inside the marble block, and all he had to do was take away the excess material. So, without appointing the manufacturing process delineating when an object legally becomes a firearm, the ATF would be able to use Michelangelo's logic to prosecute people who purchased or possessed unmachined blocks of aluminum. But now, they had to change that because, of course, that's stupid. So, I just find this interesting, because what it boiled down to was they were going to prohibit you from buying a kit. So they took the parts out of the kit. They broke up their kits and began. They're selling the unfinished frames, jigs, drill bits, and parts as all separate items. They're probably making more money doing it. And all they were doing was targeting you. That's all they were doing. They were targeting the law-abiding. Because that's all gun control is meant to do. It's meant to control your behavior, gun owners. It's meant to tell you what you can and can't do. Indeed. Just remember that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One more go around, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one of the problems that are out there right now today, if we did have a nice hot civil war, is that we know where the population centers are. Except the population centers are not nearly as populous as they used to be. That's one thing that the blue cities and the blue states never say. They never talk about this stuff. As a matter of fact, they're really good at projecting what they're doing. They project it upon you, of course, but, you know. I know a few people that have run from blue states, and it's very interesting to talk to them and find out what they're running from. Their anecdotes are not only consistent with what I've read to be other personal experiences, but they increasingly bear out the nationwide data on both interstate migration and public school enrollment. Now, as the developing picture comes into focus, it seems extraordinary that a population who voted in 2020 with unprecedented enthusiasm for the Democratic Party has simultaneously fled with equal gusto the states and cities and public school systems managed by the Democrats. Population data released by the Census Bureau at the end of 2021 indicated that a massive demographic shift was underway. 9 out of 10 of the states, including the District of Columbia, with the highest numeric population decline between 2020 and 2021 are controlled by Democrats. The greatest exodus was from New York, California, and Illinois. Democrat-run cities are also bleeding residents, with New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago topping that list. By contrast, during that same period, the states with the largest net domestic migration gains were Republican-run Florida, Texas, and Arizona. The top three cities for numeric growth were San Antonio, Phoenix, and Fort Worth. Similar data was provided by U-Haul and LinkedIn. So, corroboration everywhere. Now, for anyone during this period who packed up their homes and picked up their families and took off across the country in search of safety, space, and sanity, the census data merely confirmed their own decision-making process and encouraged them that they were not alone. New research by the Economic Innovation Group reveals that the major cities that experienced pandemic-era population decline lost families at an even faster pace. From July 2020 to July 2021, the number of children under 5 in large urban counties fell by 3.7%. New York County lost 9.5% of its under 5 population, L.A. County lost 5.6%, and King County, Seattle lost 4.1%. And according to the researchers, these findings suggest that the shoe is yet to drop in K-12 school districts. We already have some idea of how it's panning out. Public school enrollment has reportedly dropped by 4% over the last 2 years. That's 2 million kids at 4%. Not surprisingly, the areas that top the list of population are also experiencing significant enrollment declines, with elementary school enrollment bearing the brunt of the collapse, and that's because of what they're teaching. Who wants to be taught that nonsense? Public school enrollment has plummeted in New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Boston. In Portland, an estimated 20% fewer students were expected to enroll in elementary school this fall. In Seattle, there's a 6.4% enrollment drop over the past 2 years. Statewide, pre-K and kindergarten enrollment fell by a staggering 22% in a single year. California's public school system lost as many as 110,000 students last year. That's a small city. And while it makes sense that these jurisdictions hemorrhaging residents would simultaneously see a drop in school enrollment, the top net migration states, Texas, Florida, and Arizona, have also seen a significant decline. And the drop is spread across multiple counties and school districts of various sizes throughout the state. And the numbers follow a pattern. In all three states, enrollment nosedived in 2020 to 2021 school year, much as it did throughout the country. But then they rebounded in the subsequent school year, but in no state did enrollment return to 2018-2019 levels. Grades 8 through 12, almost without exception, saw an increase from both the pandemic slump and pre-pandemic numbers. But elementary school tells a different story. Across all three states, enrollment for kindergarten to grade 7 has dropped significantly compared to 2018-2019. In Texas, there were 11,000 fewer third graders. And that single cohort lost about 6,500 students since 2019. In Florida, approximately 11,000 fewer fourth graders were enrolled, with 5,500 had exited that cohort since 2019. Just under 6,000 fewer first graders were enrolled in Florida, and just under 3,000 fewer in Arizona. And Arizona lost more than 6,500 sixth graders and more than 7,000 fifth graders. It would seem, then, that families, particularly those with elementary school children, are leaving not only blue zones in disproportionate numbers, but they're ditching the public education system in droves. That situation is so dire that outlets like NPR and the New York Times are scratching their heads and coolly speculating as to where all the students have gone, and the reasons behind that seismic shift. And in terms of where they've gone, there have been indications of a rise in private school enrollment and homeschooling. As for the more important why, several theories are being tossed about. Some point to the rising cost of living and housing costs. Others attribute the change to declining birth rates. Most blame the pandemic. COVID lockdowns and masking madness certainly had a role to play. The Federalist recently reported on a study that found that public school districts with tighter COVID restrictions suffered larger enrollment losses. That said, in South Carolina, which ranked among the highest states for percentage growth according to census data, and where Governor Henry McMaster forced school districts to reopen 5 days a week for the 2021 school year, public school enrollment in 2021-22 was below pre-pandemic levels in all grades from pre-K to 6th. But there's another possibility. One that you're not going to hear the intelligentsia pontificating on. It could be that the parents have cottoned onto the fact that their school districts are acting as united front operation for the Democratic Party and its perverted anti-family, anti-Christian agenda. And they're getting out. They're not going to play that game. Indeed, if anything can be gleaned from the support for Ron DeSantis' recently passed parental rights in school legislation, and from Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, his defeat of a Democratic opponent, Terry, parents shouldn't be telling schools what they should teach McAuliffe, and from the recent electoral overhaul of leftist-controlled school boards in Florida, it's that parents have lost confidence in the public school system. They're fed up with schools that cover up brutal rape allegations by gender-fluid students, promote bigotry and pseudoscience, that discriminate against children and teachers based on race, and that think math is racist. Parents may be wary of schools that declare war on the nuclear family and disrupt their so-called oppressive heteronormative system. Maybe they're sickened by a school that covertly grooms students or allows children as young as preschool to change their names and gender without parental permission. and foist pornographic curriculum on innocent young minds. See, it was a miscalculation when that mask slipped and union hacks plotted and schemed with Education Secretary Miguel Cardona and Attorney General Merrick Garland to target parents who objected to any of the what I just said as domestic terrorists, a narrative the New Jersey chapter of the NEA is still pushing. Families probably didn't like what they saw. Maybe parents are leveraging their influence and power not by storming school board meetings, but by simply opting out of a garbage system and seeking more wholesome and academically rigorous schooling environments. At the moment, the outlines are still too vague to describe what, with certainty, the portrait of America being depicted by this population and enrollment data. It does give me hope, and it should give you hope, because there's certain things they just can't do. If you go away from the blue states and you take your children out of a garbage system, you can solve a lot of issues, because if they don't have the kids, they don't have the future. If you've got the kids, you're directing the future. As the image becomes clear, it looks like a widespread rejection of the Democrat vision for America from the states and the cities they control, right down to the public schools that the Marxist foot soldiers have infiltrated. Americans don't want these deranged ideologues. They don't want what they're forcing on them, and they're voting with their feet. And the parents of the kids, the young children, the pre-K through 6th, 7th grade, they're the ones leading the way. They're the ones that would be labeled the domestic terrorists, but you can't be labeled a domestic terrorist unless you go do something that they can point out. Maybe sometimes it's like John Farnham says, the best gunfight is the one you don't go to. You definitely win that one. I'll be back next week. Everybody stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.